This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A mass funeral was held with full police honors for victims of a suicide bombing in Pakistan's northwestern city of Peshawar late on Monday. A suicide bomber blew himself up inside a crowded mosque in a highly fortified security compound in Pakistan earlier on Monday, killing 59 people, the latest attack by resurgent Islamist militants targeting police. The attacker appeared to have passed through several barricades manned by security forces to get into the Red Zone compound that houses police and counter-terrorism offices in the volatile northwestern city of Peshawar, police said. Russian shelling has killed at least 5 people in tough eastern Ukrainian combat, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Ukrainian authorities say the shelling also wounded at least 13 others during the previous 24-hour period, as the Kremlin's and Kyiv's forces remain locked in combat in eastern Ukraine. A regional governor says the casualties included a woman who was killed and 3 others who were wounded by the Russian shelling of Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest city in the country's northeast. Since August, Ukrainian counter-offensives have snatched back Russian-occupied territory, most notably in Kharkiv. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Croatia's president has criticized Western nations for supplying Ukraine with heavy tanks and other weapons in its campaign against invading Russian forces, saying those arms deliveries will only prolong the war. He told reporters in the Croatian capital Monday it's mad to believe that Russia can be defeated in a conventional war. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden has informed Congress that he will end the twin national emergencies for addressing COVID-19 on May 11th, as most of the world has returned closer to normalcy nearly 3 years after they were first declared. The move to end the national emergency and public health emergency declarations will formally restructure the federal coronavirus response to treat the virus as an endemic threat to public health that can be managed through agencies' normal authorities. It comes as lawmakers have already ended elements of the emergencies that kept millions of Americans insured during the pandemic. Pope Francis Tuesday starts a historic trip to Democratic Republic of Congo and South Sudan on Tuesday, two African countries where protracted conflicts have displaced millions. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
The trip had been scheduled for last July. It was postponed after the 86-year-old pontiff suffered a flare-up in a knee ailment. Now Francis is arriving with a change to his itinerary that reflects the violence afflicting DRC. A stop in the eastern city Goma has now been scrapped after a resurgence of fighting between the army and rebels from the M23 group. This will be the first papal visit to Congo since 1985. The historic nature of the occasion will be further underscored when the Pope heads to South Sudan on Friday.
That's Reuters correspondent David Doyle. At least 25 people have been confirmed dead and more than 37,000 others have lost their homes since a cyclone hit Madagascar last week, authorities said on Monday. The cyclone, which reached land January 19th, triggered heavy rains that left large parts of the country's capital flooded. Madagascar's Office for Risk and Disaster Management said assistance had begun on Monday in affected communities. American singer-songwriter Barrett Strong has died at the age of 81, according to the Motown Museum. AP correspondent Margie Zarletta has more.
The best things in life are free.
Motown's first hit was Barrett Strong's single, Money. In later years, Strong had to fight to gain his share of money from writing that.
Don't you know that I heard it through the grapevine?
Strong was a self-taught piano player who formed a songwriting team with Norman Whitfield. Their songs include I Heard It Through the Grapevine, Papa Was a Rolling Stone, Just My Imagination, and War. Strong made a handful of solo albums. He was voted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 2004. I'm Archie Zarletta.
Brazil's former president, Jair Bolsonaro, who's under investigation for his supporters' storming of government buildings, is seeking a 6-month visa to remain in the United States, his lawyer said Monday. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.